So to create this sound, I required some Foley by squeezing water out of sponges in order to create the high frequency bubbly sizzle. And for the lower frequency sounds, I took some samples of beans cooking and ran them through various effects. These effects were mainly transient designers and vocoders. I just messed with the vocoder bands along the way until I got something I liked. You can use any vocoder, and most DAWs come with one included these days. I used the Isotope Vocal Synth 2 because it's what I had on hand and I absolutely love the possibilities with it in terms of sound design. I also automated some comb filter movement downward when the chocolate sand collapses in order to give it a hint of fire-burning chemicals vibe to it. Then, it was just a matter of lining up all the correct weighted gloop and glop sounds with the video. Besides that, I had to do some audio restoration to remove the ambient sounds from the audio recording, some EQ to balance and tame the excessive highs and lows, and some binaural panning to make the sounds move better to the video. And last but not least, the synth ambience was created using Arturia's pigments.